It's that time of year again. It's the Royale Rumble. We're being joined by my buddy. Why don't you introduce yourself there, feller?
Hello, I am the JRP, and I'm from the 315, and check me out on all social media.
Why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself? It's been a long time since we did one of these podcasts.
I'm a promoter of YouTube videos, and I'm just a comedian. You can check out my channel, Plistrong, on YouTube, and see all the craziness that I come up with.
Yes, my buddy, Jeff. I'm obviously, you know me. I'm Jake Thomas. So how you been? What's new? Yeah,
you're going to be the 2022 Royal Rumble winner.
I wish, but I got a bum knee, buddy, or else I'd be the surprise entrant that nobody wants to mess with. I'll tell you that right now. No one's going to fuck with Jake.
Especially that Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, I'll elbow drop him till his hair turns back brown. So, what's new with me? I moved out of my mom's. I'm in my girlfriend's house. Now I'm living here rent-free, not my mom. Just kidding. But I did move out. So, what are some of the surprise things you've heard about the Rumble, about some entrance, or what are the rumors you heard, basically, before we get started with the match?
The female one, I heard that Mickie James and Summer Rae are going to be in the Women's Royal Rumble. And I really haven't heard that much about it.
My thing is, like, I get the opening the forbidden door, so to speak. All right, if you guys don't know what that means when you have other wrestlers from other promotions coming on your show. Yeah. It's called the forbidden door, basically. But why are you going to have someone that's like her own champ on TNA when clearly she's not going to win it? It's just to keep up appearances. I guess that's all about a money marketing scheme. Wouldn't you say, Mr. Flick Club there?
You know Vince McMahon is all about the moolah.
Yeah, I heard. I mean, right now he's just trying to compete with AEW. AEW is kicking ass. I mean, let's just be honest about that right now.
Oh, yeah. They just had Danhausen from Ring of Honor debut.
Mm-hmm. And who else are on there? Braun Strowman's on there. He's on the ROH Ring of Honor now, too.
Actually, Ring of Honor has closed its doors. That's why you see all these Ring of Honor people going to AEW now.
Oh, so, okay. All right. I understand what you're saying. A lot of people came from ROH, so.
Yeah. Seth Rollins, CM Punk, Kevin
Adam
Owens.
Adam Cole, Kevin Owens, I'm pretty sure all them guys came from there.
Yeah, Sami Zayn, Daniel Bryan, Samoa Joe, the list goes on.
Fun fact, did you know before Jeff Hardy got released that Sami Zayn had a match this year at WrestleMania with them too?
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, I read an article, but that would have been kind of cool. I would like to see that rivalry.
Yeah.
Not too bad. But all right. Is there an undercard tonight, you know?
Not that I've seen them announce, at least.
Because I know there's 3 championship matches, 4 matches total, 6 total if you count the Rumble matches, but 4 regular matches. And then you got the 2 Royal Rumble matches. So I guess we'll start at the bottom. What would be first match? All right, let's start with we got Becky Lynch versus Doudrop.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm going to be dropping a deuce when that match comes on because that's stupid.
I hope they drop the Doudrop name and go back to Piper Nevins on this.
Is that what her old name was?
Yeah, she was came from WWE NXT UK or something like that.
Yeah, what's the name? That's a better name, Doudrop. That's kind of stupid.
Yeah, it sounds like something you do in the toilet or something.
Yeah, when that match comes on, I'm going to do a little Doudropping too because that's a waste of time.
I don't see Doudrop winning this match, so even though I like Doudrop, but I think she'd be better as Piper Nevins.
Yeah, that's a better name. I don't see any way possible that Becky loses this match. She'll probably cheat and scam her way out of it.
Yeah, Becky's going to retain.
Yeah, this is just to show that she's beating everybody. That's all it is.
Yeah.
But I do think she's got a bright future, but they got to work on her name and her character. I absolutely agree with that 100%.
And also, I don't like how they brought her in with Eva Marie as Eva Marie's muscle.
That was so stupid. Eva Marie, she can't wrestle worth a shit.
Yeah, she got released too.
It's about time. She'll probably end up be going to modeling or Playboy or Pornhub. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so we both agree that Becky's going to win this. All right, so next one, we got the mixed tag. You got Miz and Maurice versus Edge and Beth Phoenix, which recently they've been having some of the, little bit of a rivalry there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna go with an upset here. I think Miz and Maurice are somehow going to eke their way out of this one. I don't know. Something funny going to happen.
I'm gonna go with Edge and Beth Phoenix on this one.
All right, I'm gonna go with the upset, but I mean, when's I don't even know when the last time Beth wrestled was.
Probably. Well, I know she was a commentator for like NXT for a little bit.
Right, and then she did the Rumble a couple of years ago, I think.
Yeah.
Made an appearance at least. But all right, here we go. We're disagreeing with that one. All right, now we got the two championship matches next. All right, so we got. Let's start with the first one. We got Brock Lesnar, the reigning, defending champion, Brock Lesnar, versus the almighty Bobby Lashley. They've been trying to get this match for years, and then Brock went to the UFC. And now they're finally getting a chance again. I feel like this should be a WrestleMania match, personally.
Oh, yeah. And
but I am actually really looking forward to this match. But I feel like something might happen, but I feel like Brock, ultimately, I think Brock Lesnar is going to win this match.
I want Bobby to win, but I see Brock Lesnar winning.
Yeah, I'm actually really curious. I'm actually really looking forward to this pay-per-view. This is a pretty damn good card, if you ask me.
Yeah, and the last wrestling event I went to was November 20th, and I actually seen Bobby Lashley take on the Mysterios in a handicap match. So
he's pretty big live, ain't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can imagine. All right, so we're both taking Brock. All right, so we got one more. We got this tribal chief, douchebag, Roman Reigns versus Seth freaking Rollins.
That's one thing I don't.
I did watch a little of the promo on SmackDown. Seth was getting into his head. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Me and my buddy on Discord, we were talking about how Roman Reigns said, if I want to fight a champion, I'll fight your wife to Seth Rollins.
Oh, yeah, once you want a 5-star because, you know, your girlfriend's more, your wife's more over than you. Yeah. That must have been a shot to his testicles, man. That must have hurt.
Yeah, but I don't like how they were calling him Seth freaking Rollins in, like, even when they're introducing him, it's like...
Yeah, they got a cooler tits on that one for sure. So who are you going with this match?
I see
Seth winning.
I see Roman retaining, but I also see Seth winning. It's like on the fence for me, but
yeah, because the Usos are somehow always get involved unless something. I don't know. I'm gonna go with Seth though.
Well, they're barred from ringside.
Really?
Yeah, because Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens defeated the Usos like 2 weeks ago, and they're barred from ringside. That was one of the stipulations.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm still sticking with Seth freaking Rollins. What about you? You gonna go Roman?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Roman on this.
That's your final pick. All right.
Yeah.
So we got start with the Women's Royal Rumble. All right. Give me your final four and then give me your winner. Right. What do you think's gonna happen? Give me your Women's Royal Rumble. Give me your preview there, buddy.
Like I always say, they should use these Royal Rumble opportunities to build stars take like young, a newer talent and push them with this. So I'm gonna have to pick Shotzi Blackheart. Who else is in this? Liv Morgan, Doudrop if she enters, and
Excuse me.
maybe Sasha Banks.
Yes, she did return Friday night. Okay.
But I don't get why Charlotte's in this match, though.
What? Why is she in the Royal Rumble?
I don't get that because she's the SmackDown Women's Champion, and Becky's the Raw Women's Champion. So I don't know why
Well, I
Charlotte's in
hope they
this.
don't try to unify this horse shit again. I'll be so mad.
But my ultimate winner would have to be Liv Morgan.
Okay. If Ronda Rousey shows up, she gonna win.
And I've been hearing rumors that she might be returning
Because
tonight.
they need something to compete with AEW. She shows up, she's kicking everyone's ass, she gonna win the goddamn thing. You know that for a
Yeah.
fact. For a
Oh, yeah.
fact. So, I'll say if she's in it, she's gonna win it. Not even a final four. But if she doesn't come, my final four is gonna be Bayley's coming back, Sasha, Liv Morgan. Who else do I think will be in there? Let me think. Naomi.
Oh, yeah.
That's my final four. Actually, no, take Naomi out. Alexa Bliss.
I could see that too.
And as much as I want Liv Morgan to win, if Ronda doesn't show up, I'm going with Alexa Bliss to win the Rumble. I think it's going to be her and Liv Morgan to end. Alexa
Oh,
Bliss and
yeah.
Liv Morgan. But
Yeah,
ultimately, I'm going to go
I
Alexa.
would love to see
I'll be
that.
happy to see Liv Morgan win too. She deserves it. She's gotten a lot better in the ring.
Yeah,
Her
her
wrestling's
feud with
gotten a
Becky
lot better.
Lynch was
She just needs to get
being
a little better.
compared.
I'm sorry, I mean, cut you off. What'd you say?
The feud between her and Becky Lynch was compared to Lita and Trish Stratus back in the day.
Oh, Lita's going in the Rumble too. What if they have her fight Charlotte?
Oh yeah, I
She
could
does.
definitely
She
see
says she
that.
got one more run in here. I forgot about Lita. Shit. All right, this could be a pretty interesting man.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what this whole Royal Rumble turns out tonight.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go with Alexa Bliss. But that
Yeah.
would be interesting. Or maybe they have Charlotte in the match so her and Lita can come face to face and build up for something later.
Because you remember, like I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, they had Lita in the ring with a promo, and Charlotte came down and Lita slapped her. So.
Yes, I saw that. I saw that. As they stay in the hood, I peeped that, John. I heard my buddy on TikTok from Philadelphia. He said just jawing a lot. It's kind of, I like that word. It's kind of cool. Give me a jawing. But all right, yeah, I'm sticking with Alexa. Yeah, that crowd's gonna go nuts if Ronda Rousey comes out.
Yeah.
But all right, yeah, Alexa. All right, so we got the men's Royal Rumble. That's more wide open than the women's. I think it's less predictable, to be honest with you.
And also, to when you pick Bailey, I don't think she's going to be in this match.
You don't think she's coming back?
No, because she's still out with she has a couple more months out with the leg injury.
All right, I could swap her out with Lita then in the final four.
Yeah.
So I'll say Lita, Alexa, Liv Morgan, and who else did I say? Lita, Alexis, Liv Morgan. I can't think. What was my final four? Alexa, Liv Morgan, Lita. Who else did I say? Oh, Sasha Banks.
And
Sasha Banks, Liv Morgan, Alexa
if
Bliss.
any WWE producer or anything listening to this, at the end of the match when the winner's announced doing it saying you should have the Russian blonde bombshells and Xenia Lana and Natalia Markova come out and just destroy them.
And I hope as someone tells me how good my elbow drop was online. I got a YouTube video doing it, but The Rock's too much of a pussy to respond. He doesn't want none of this. He don't. He's a bald headed bastard. He went soft doing movies.
Oh,
did you see the TikTok challenge? I'm a bum now. I don't give a shit.
Did you see the TikTok challenge that WWE posted? They have Brock Lesnar in like one, and they have Bobby Lashley. I want to see Jake Paul do the challenge and take on Brock Lesnar.
You know how to do that? With like mashing that up?
I've been trying to figure it out. I think you got to take the background somehow and green screen it in with your video.
Because I want to do that. All right, so we got the men's Royal Rumble. I'll start with my final four, I think it's going to be. I'm going to go with Matt Riddle.
Okay.
Randy Orton.
My aunt did touch his abs, and she said they were rock hard. No flab there.
All right. Well, I don't want to talk about rock hard. Or and
she also got a selfie with Matt Riddle. So,
you know what? I'm going to take Randy Orton out of that. I think Matt Riddle's going to eliminate Orton. They're going to set them up. But I think Matt Riddle's going to last. He's going to be number four. Let's say Matt Riddle, Kevin Owens. AJ Styles.
Mm-hmm.
One more. Who would I say? Sheamus.
Oh, yeah, I could see that, definitely.
That's my final four. And as far as a winner goes, I'm going to pick Kevin Owens. Why I do this, I'm going to explain it. Because I think Seth is going to win, and then KO is going to turn hardcore heel and go against Seth, and they're going to fight for the Universal Championship at WrestleMania. And then somehow Brock and Roman are going to fight. Maybe Brock will lose the belt, but I think that's my prediction. Seth and KO at WrestleMania. KO is going to be your Royal Rumble champion. And all right, now I want your perspective on how you think the man's Royal Rumble is going to go, buddy. How you think it's going to go? Like, really? You got Peacock. You're ready to go. You got your peanuts. You got your cashews. You got your Pepsi. You're watching. You tell me about your Royal Rumble man experience and how you think it's going to go.
The only reason I say this is because they've been pushing this guy to the moon, it seems like. One of my four guys will be Austin Theory.
I haven't seen him wrestle yet. Is he pretty good?
He's pretty good, and they've been pushing him. So I definitely see kind of a superstar in him.
I do. I just don't think it's yet. I could see him going after one of the other belts first, like,
yeah,
you know, but go on, my friend.
I can see Austin Theory and Otis. Okay. Johnny Knoxville, because you know they're paying him a bunch of money to do this appearance, and they're not just gonna throw him over the top, or they might
eventually he's gonna go over, but I don't know how. Final four, I don't know.
And shit, who's my guy? I want to say AJ Styles.
Okay.
And one of my buddies said he sees Johnny Knoxville winning this thing, but I don't see it.
That's not gonna happen.
But I'm going to have to say maybe AJ Styles is going to win this.
I thought about that. I mean, I know he deserves a lot of title run, but I really think they should give the Royal Rumble to a younger guy.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm going to say KO. But and then that would set up maybe – is AJ on SmackDown?
No, he's on Raw.
If he got moved to SmackDown, I could see him and Seth Rollins. That would be a really good match at WrestleMania.
Oh yeah!
Holy shit! That if that ain't the main event, that then I don't even want to watch it. But AJ Styles, that is a good pick. He's a beautiful technician. That man is an unbelievable wrestler.
Oh yeah, definitely.
He's got one more run in him, that's for sure. But
and speaking of AEW, they are doing like a John Moxley, Daniel Bryan kind of feud right now, it seems like.
Yeah, he came back. Moxley's in great shape.
Oh yeah, he definitely looks better than when he first went to rehab.
Mm-hmm. I could iron my suit right on his abs.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's Rock Hard's Orton's, but I don't know about that. But I never touched his abs.
Yeah, also I want to give a shout out to my boys, the Viking Raiders, Ivar and Eric, who I took a selfie with at the WWE event.
Hope that's awesome. That's all. They should be tag team champions again.
Yeah,
I like them. They're good.
I think they're facing the Usos.
Really? Oh, maybe that is the kickoff match. Maybe they added a match. Okay, but potentially maybe. I'm gonna say the Raiders are gonna take it off them because they're banned from ringside. They're gonna be mad, and then something's gonna happen.
But I also like the other tag team, Los something, with Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo. I definitely like those two.
Oh, I didn't know they formed a tag team. I'm a little out of the wrestling game. I've been busy drinking beer and, you know, not paying bills, all that fun stuff. But I guess I haven't. I check on my phone some of the stuff, but I didn't know they formed a tag team. That's pretty cool.
Are you still using the EBT?
You know it, all that stuff. TBE, EBT. I got every kind of letter you want there, buddy.
Cobra Kai.
I just finished the new season. That was pretty kick ass. You watch that show?
No, I don't watch it. But you I should. Remember Chris and who's the other guy? They were doing the Cobra Kai dance.
Yeah, that was one of my videos, my buddies. They're not as like American and redneck as me, but they're pretty cool. My best friends. Got to have best friends. But I guess that wraps it up. I mean, is there anything else you want to talk about going on in the wrestling world?
Not really. There's nothing really to talk about.
And also, it's been a while since we did it. There's been a couple big celebrity deaths. Betty White, RIP.
Oh, yeah.
Meatloaf, RIP.
Yep. Bob Saget.
And Bob Saget, very good comedian, Full House, did stand up, rest in peace.
Also, Louis Anderson.
Too soon. But we are going to be going live tonight.
Yeah.
Me, Jake Thomas, and Mr. 315 Plistrong. We're going to go live on Perpetual Comedy's Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
While we watch the Royal Rumble. I mean, I might take a couple piss breaks and get off the screen for a second, but I plan on eating chips, drinking beer, and watching good old wrestling.
Wrestling.
Is anything ain't like you? Oh, Jesus, I already started drinking. I'm sorry. Is there anything you would like to add, Mr. Plistrong?
All I got to say is go check out the Devil's Daughter Harley Quinn story on YouTube. It's a 3-hour fan-made film. Starring Harley Quinn and Chuck Stallone as Detective Bullock.
All right, sounds like a plan. On that note, everybody be safe. There's a little bit of storm on the East Coast.
Are you going to get hit?
We got about 6 inches. It's over now, but
we didn't get it, barely anything here.
Yeah, I had Brutus out there in the snow. She was running around like crazy. She loves the snow. But everyone be safe. Enjoy the pay-per-view. Starts in about, we got about, what was that, about 3.5 hours. 7 o'clock's the kickoff, 8 o'clock's the normal show. I'll probably pregame during the pregame.
Doing the tailgating.
Be safe. And everyone enjoy the 2022 Royal Rumble. Later, Gators.
Flick Club out.